The Salem Witch Trials stand as one of the most infamous tragedies in American colonial history. It was a dark period fueled by fear, hysteria, and the breakdown of social order. In 1692, the small Puritan community of Salem, Massachusetts became the epicenter of a series of witch trials that would result in the execution of 20 individuals and the imprisonment of many others accused of consorting with Satan and practicing witchcraft. This phenomenon was not isolated to Salem, but was reflective of wider European and colonial American fears of witchcraft. However, the Salem witch trials are distinguished by their intensity and the rapidity with which the accusations spread. The spark of this hysteria was ignited by the complex web of socio-political tensions, personal vendettas, and deeply religious and superstitious contexts of the time. The trials revealed much about the nature of colonial society, the vulnerabilities of legal systems, and the dangers of moral panic. As we delve into the story of the Salem witch trials, we uncover a narrative that is both a cautionary tale and a mirror reflecting human fears, showing how a community gripped by paranoia turned upon itself with devastating consequences. Peeling back the layer of this haunting period, we'll explore how a mix of superstition, personal vendettas, and the very human fear of the unknown ignited a series of events that would leave a permanent mark on Salem and the world. Join us as we dive into the depths of the Salem witch trials, uncovering the truths and myths that have fascinated and horrified generations. Prepare to be captivated by a story that, despite occurring over three centuries ago, continues to resonate with powerful lessons for the modern world. Origins and context of the witch trials. Before we point fingers and blame the Puritans, it is crucial to first consider the socio-political and religious context of 17th century New England. Salem, a place where the unforgiving wilderness of New England met the rigid piety of its inhabitants, setting the stage for a tragedy that would echo through the ages. Life in Salem and the surrounding colonies was characterized by strict religious observance, hardship, and a constant fear of the unknown. These settlers lived in a harsh and unforgiving environment. The threat of Native American raids, severe illness, and the stark realities of daily survival in a new world were omnipresent. Against this backdrop, the Puritans' belief system, emphasizing the omnipresence of God and the ever-lurking threat of the devil, played a crucial role in shaping their interpretation of unexplained events and misfortune. Salem at the time was fraught with disputes over property lines, grazing rights, and church privileges. These conflicts, combined with the lingering anxiety from recent smallpox epidemics, warfare with indigenous peoples, and personal vendettas, created a powder keg of suspicion and paranoia. The spark finally came in the winter of 1692, when several young girls in the village began to exhibit strange and disturbing behavior, including seizures, uncontrollable outbursts of screaming, and trance-like states. After a local doctor examined them, the diagnosis set off a chain reaction that changed the history of this town forever. The beginnings of the witch hunt. This tale begins not with spells or specters, but with something far more innocent. A game. Imagine young girls in the confines of a Puritan home seeking diversion during the long, bleak winter, dabbling in fortune-telling practices they scarcely understood. It was a pursuit of curiosity, but in Salem, curiosity could quickly become a conduit for fear. The spark that lit the tinderbox was seemingly mundane. A group of young girls, including Elizabeth Paris and Abigail Williams, exhibiting bizarre and unexplainable behavior. Fits, convulsions, and spectral visions plagued these children, leaving the tight-knit community of Salem bewildered and terrified. When a local physician, devoid of any medical explanation, suggested witchcraft, the town's simmering fears boiled over. This is where the problem started. you had a so-called professional diagnose someone with witchcraft. One of the current theories is that all of these behaviors could have been explained by ergotism, a disease commonly contracted by rye. You see, ergotism can cause severe convulsions, muscle spasms, the sensation of something crawling beneath your skin, delusions, and even severe hallucinations. This last one is due to lysergic acid, which is the substance from which the drug LSD is synthesized. The accusations began innocently at first, directed at societal outcasts, Sarah Good, a beggar, and Sarah Osborne, who had scandalously not attended church for over a year. However, the finger of blame soon pointed toward Tituba, an enslaved woman in the Paris household, who was believed to have taught the girls about the occult. Under immense pressure and the promise of leniency, Tituba confessed to witchcraft, weaving tales of a dark conspiracy involving other witches in Salem. Her confession was the key that unleashed a torrent of accusations. This initial wave of hysteria was amplified by existing societal tensions, rivalries, and the Puritans' inherent belief in the supernatural. Each accusation added fuel to the witch hunt, transforming neighbors into adversaries and skepticism into a certainty of diabolical conspiracies. Legal proceedings and the spread of accusations. As hysteria grew, the colonial authorities established a special Court of Oyer and Termine to hear and determine, to handle the witchcraft cases. The trials were characterized by a reliance on spectral evidence, testimony that the spirit or specter of the accused had appeared to the witness in a dream or vision, an inherently unverifiable claim. This marked a departure from traditional legal standards of evidence and allowed for the conviction of numerous individuals on dubious grounds. The nature of the accusations and the trials themselves reflected the social tensions and anxieties of the time. Accusations often mirrored the community's internal conflicts, targeting those on the fringes of society or involved in disputes with their accusers. This period also saw the scapegoating of women, who were disproportionately accused of witchcraft, reflecting deeper gender prejudices. As accusations of witchcraft spiraled out of control, the machinery of legal proceedings ground into motion, setting a precedent for one of the most infamous miscarriages of justice in American history. The Salem witch trials were not just a series of isolated incidents, but a complex web of legal processes that transformed personal vendettas and mass hysteria into a deadly crusade against the so-called servants of Satan. With the jails filling rapidly, the Court of Oyer and Termine, in May 1692, armed with the task of purging the community of its supposed demonic elements, was a legal anomaly operating under rules that today would be considered profoundly unjust. Spectral evidence, or the testimony by afflicted individuals that they had seen and been harmed by the apparitions of the accused, became a cornerstone of the trials, despite its highly subjective nature. As the trials progressed, the sheer volume of accusations necessitated an expedited legal process. This rapid pace meant that many of the accused were given little time to prepare a defense, and the presumption of innocence was often overlooked. The hysteria reached its zenith in the summer of 1692 when the executions began. Over several months, 20 individuals were sentenced to death, victims of fear and a legal system that had veered tragically off course. The Salem witch trials end, and aftermath. By autumn, the wave of hysteria began to wane. Doubts about the validity of the trials and the use of spectral evidence grew, leading to the dissolution of the special court. The end of the trials and the aftermath unfold the tale of realization, regret, and the quest for redemption that continues to resonate even today. By September of the same year, the tide of public opinion had begun to turn as the machinery of justice that had once seemed infallible now appeared deeply flawed. Prominent figures voiced concerns over the use of spectral evidence and the integrity of the trials. In response, Governor William Phipps dissolved the Court of Oyer and Terminer in October and subsequently established the Superior Court of Judicature, which disallowed spectral evidence and ultimately led to the acquittal of many accused witches. The aftermath of the trials was a period of reflection for the citizens of Salem and the broader New England community. The years that followed saw efforts to compensate the families of those accused and the formal exoneration of some victims. However, the scars of the trials were deep, with the survivors and the families of the executed carrying the stigma of witchcraft for generations. Interpretations and legacy. Historians and scholars have approached the Salem witch trials from numerous angles, considering factors such as socio-political tensions, economic hardships, personal vendettas, and the pervasive fear of the unknown that characterized the Puritan society of New England. Some interpretations focus on the role of religion and the belief in the supernatural, highlighting how puritanical views on sin, the devil, and the eternal struggle between good and evil could catalyze such tragic events. Others examine the trials as an early instance of scapegoating, where societal anxieties were projected onto vulnerable individuals, often women, who were then persecuted for those collective fears. The legacy of the Salem witch trials is evident in the evolution of the American legal system, serving as a cautionary tale about the dangers of using spectral evidence and the importance of due process and the presumption of innocence. Not only that, these trials have also permeated popular culture, inspiring countless books, plays, movies, and educational programs that explore themes of injustice, hysteria, and the human capacity for cruelty under the guise of righteousness. To this day, this dark time continues to serve as a poignant reminder of the consequences of fear-driven hysteria and the imperative of critical thinking and empathy in the face of accusations and mob mentality. As a symbol of the dangers inherent in unbridled paranoia and the persecution of the other, the Salem witch trials challenge contemporary society to reflect on its values and the safeguards necessary to prevent such injustices from recurring. Through their interpretations and legacy, the trials underscore the timeless relevance of examining and understanding the darker aspects of human nature and society. The Salem witch trials stand as a dark chapter in the history of America, a poignant example of how fear, superstition, and extremism can lead to profound injustice. They highlight the importance of rational legal procedure, the dangers of mass hysteria, and the need for society to safeguard against the marginalization of the vulnerable. As we reflect on this period, the lessons of Salem remain relevant, cautioning us against the reoccurrence of such tragedies in the fabric of modern society. Thank you for being with us for this episode of The Dark History Project. Please help us out by liking this video, and don't forget to hit that subscribe button below. Please let us know what you think in the comments, and tell us what topics you want us to cover next time. We're available on YouTube, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere else you can listen to podcasts. We hope you enjoyed it, and our next episode will come out soon. See you then.